One of the largest challenges for beginning farmers and ranchers starting out in the business is acquiring land for their operations. When it comes to the Farm Bill and programs targeting this group, USDA Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin says,
there are provisions in the Farm Bill that will help. There are no new farm credit programs, but there are things, I think, through the Farm Service Agency and through risk management that can help you manage that and start your new business.
Deputy Undersecretary Karis Guter elaborates on some of these programs, especially those assisting beginning producers in need of capital for land and other expenses.
Come in to see the Farm Service Agency, and we've got entry-level loans to help get you started, both farm operating loans as well as ownership loans.
A new Farm Bill program, the Transitional Incentive Program, encourages retiring farmers with 1 year left on an existing Conservation Reserve Program contract to sell or lease land to beginning farmers and ranchers, a program that provides benefits to both sides. According to Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin, information is key, admitting the Farm Bill is complex, yet
there's a lot of different opportunities for our folks. So I think anybody who is starting to ask questions, wanting to know about where to go get information, go to the USDA website.
www.usda.gov. Not only because there are pages that specifically address both Farm Bill and Beginning Farmer and Rancher programs, but because they make aware activities and grants that could impact a producer's individual operation. In addition, USDA service centers are readily available.
We have offices in over 2,000 counties, so there should be one nearby for you to go in and sit down and talk to the personnel and say, hey, here's my questions. We really want to work with you and help you find all those tools that you may qualify for, may actually help you in your new farm or ranch.
Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.